How I long to manifest myself in your presence. For you are my children, and I love to be in your presence. I love to meet your every need, just as your earthly Father wants to meet your need as earthly children. But I am different than your earthly Father. I am your spiritual Father. I am love. I am love. And in me there can be found no iniquity, only love, only purity. It's all in me because I am love. And I do long to manifest myself in your presence. I love you. I long to meet your every need. Whatever your need might be, I've already made the way through my Son, Jesus Christ. He's already borne every sickness, every disease, every affliction, and carried them away. He has carried them away from your midst. You must reach out. You must reach out in faith and walk in it. You must walk in what has already been provided for you. I'm not holding anything back. It's all there. It's like a big table laid out before you, and you just must come and partake. Come and partake of everything that I have provided for you. Oh, shate ko kompre me me makaya ta ke konta da de de to kora mama de ya. Limbriando makasore he ke kasaya ta. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you, Lord. Ivrani me ke kora mande ba kosaya ka ti se ya ta. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Come and feast at my table. Take what you need. It's there for the taking. It's all there for you. It's already done. It's already done.
You are the body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. It is through you that my will be accomplished. You are the body of Christ. You must move and minister in this earth according to my plans and purposes for man. You are the body. You are the body of Christ. And by the anointing of my Spirit, my glory will be released through you. And you are the ones that will make the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear. It is through you I will move, by my Spirit, says the Lord. It is through you I will move. Oh, but cry out for my presence in your midst. Oh, for days are coming. For days are coming that will be difficult. And you will need the glory of my presence. You will need the fellowship of your brothers and your sisters. You need it now, but in the days to come, you will need it even more. Oh, listen to what the Spirit would say. There are dark times coming on the earth, and you will be my light. You will be my light. You will be my light in this earth. You are all I have. You are all I have. The light that is within you, don't hide it. Let the light of my Son come forth through you. In purity and holiness, loving me so that you may love others with my love. Oh. You must decrease that I may increase, says the Lord. You must decrease. You must crucify your flesh. It is up to you to crucify your flesh, to keep your body under subjection unto my Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, says the Lord. Walk in the Spirit. Hide my word in your heart. Hide my word in your heart that you might not sin against me. Hide my word in your heart. Hide my word in your heart that you won't sin against me. Hide my word. Hide my word. Oh, there are so many things that pull you away. There are so many things that pull you out of my presence, says the Lord. It's up to you, it's up to you. It's up to you to make the choice to sit at my feet. For when you sit at my feet, I will show you where to go, who to speak to, and how to speak to them. It will be by my Spirit as I lead you from place to place, from person to person, and I fill you with my anointing to meet their needs. But this will only come as you sit at my feet and know me, and know me and seek me. It will only come from being in my presence. Just as Moses was in my presence at Mount Sinai, oh, when he came down from the mountain, the glory was upon him. It's the same for you when you sit in my presence day after day, hour after hour. My glory will shine forth from you. My glory will shine forth. And people will be drawn to you. They'll be drawn to you. They will see the difference in you. They'll be drawn to you. By my glory. It isn't your personality. It isn't your intellect. It's my Spirit that draws them. And when you're walking in my Spirit, you will draw them. You will draw them. And you will bless them with my word and with my touch from your hand to bring healing and deliverance. Oh, it's from being in my presence, says the Lord. So come. Just come. Come into my presence. And see. See that I will do these things through you. As you purify your heart and your mind. And as you hide my word in your heart and spend time with me, see what I will do. See what I will do through you. Because I desire for people to be set free.
I desire for people to come and to be birthed into my family. I desire for many, 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 many more children to be born into my family. There's much, much work to be done. There's much to be done. But I tell you the days are short. I know you've heard this before. You've heard it for years. But I tell you, the days are short even as you know the days. The days are short. And with each day that passes, the days become shorter and shorter. So choose you this day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day. Who will you serve? Will you serve me or will you serve yourself? Choose you this day whom you will serve. And as you choose me, I will pour out my Spirit through you. I will bless others. I will use you in magnificent ways beyond you can even imagine. Anyway, I will use you. But choose you. Choose you this day whom you will serve, says the Lord.
I say unto you that there has truly been a flow of my glory and my presence in this place. For earlier you were singing about the life of my river. That life has been flowing in this place this morning. And for those of you who made a conscious decision to open your mouth and worship me, I was able to do more for you and in you, more than anything else that you could have received in this service. It was because you made a decision, a conscious, willful decision, to open your mouth and praise me and worship me. That opened a door of your life through which I could flow. And for those of you who chose to do that, you have received from me. For those of you that decided you didn't want to do this, and for whatever your reasons were that you did not open your mouth, you just sat through all of this, I still touched you. But there was a door to your life that you kept closed, because you decided not to open your mouth and praise me. You see, I have always had the power to save. Even throughout all of those years when the Jews were living under the law, I always had the power to save. I always had the power to cause people to be born again. Many of my children would seem to think that this is quite an amazing thing. Almost as though it wasn't until my son died and shed his blood that I had the power to save. But I would have you know that the shed blood of my son did not empower me to save. I did not receive power from his shed blood. No. It was according to my will that his blood would be shed for you. The power to save has always resided in me. But it was not until my son shed his blood, gave his life, and became your sacrifice that I was able to release that power in you. Because of His work, He became the way, the truth, and the life. And it's through faith in Him that I am able to save. But His blood did not empower me to save. I've always had that power. But you see, I am bound by my word. And when I gave authority over the work of my hands to man, I did not violate my word. And it has always been up to you to make a decision to receive from me. I do not move in your life because I want to. I move in your life because you want me to. I honor your choices. And the moment that you chose to receive my Son as your Savior, that is when I was able to release salvation power in you to cause you to be born again. Likewise, I have said so much in my word about praise and worship. And I have shown you in my word that I inhabit your praises, that I honor your worship, that my glory will fill your praise and your worship. These are things that I have said over and over in my word. I've done that to let you know that when you make a decision to worship me, you are giving me access to your life. You are giving me permission to begin working mighty things in your life. When you choose not to worship, and it is your choice, because there is nothing about me that will stop you from worshiping. When you choose not to worship, you are hindering what I can do in your life. And there are many who have professed and taught and shared how that they worship me in their own way. However, that is not acceptable to me. For if I am the one who has anointed praise and worship as a way for you to open your life to me, then does it not stand to reason that the way I want you to praise me and worship me is revealed in my word? Therefore, if you're going to do this, you have to do it my way. You have to do it in the way that I have revealed in my word. There are so many of my children who have hindered themselves and hurt themselves by not laying down the flesh and opening their mouth and praising me and worshiping me. And there are those of you who are hearing these words even now. You have heard other prophecies about praise and worship, and you're still not opening up to me. You're still not opening your mouths. You're still not releasing your praise and your worship. Sadly, many of my children equate praising and worshiping me with how loud they can be. That's not it. I simply said that I am seeking for those who would worship me in spirit and in truth. It's not the volume of your voice, but the volume of your heart. And I say unto you, if you will open up to me, if you will do this, I will move in your life. I will be able to release power and glory and anointing and deliverance and wisdom. I will be able to deliver everything about me to you because I said I inhabit your praises. And when I show up, I leave nothing of me behind. And so again, every one of you this day who opened your mouth and you praised me and you worshiped me, you gave me access to your life and I moved in you this day. From this day forward, you will always have this choice. Do not wait until you are assembled together with others to praise me and worship me. Do this as my child. You do not need others. You do not need music. What you need is a willingness and the decision to praise me. There are some of you this day who made a decision to praise me and to worship me. Whether you're here, whether you're watching, you have been changed permanently because of what I was able to do in you this day. You will never be the same. And you have infuriated your enemy. But no need to worry. He cannot penetrate through the glory of worship. Do you not sense a wonderful atmosphere of my presence in here? You have made me feel so welcome. And I do look forward to these times when you come together and you begin to worship. Because I know that's when you are inviting me into your presence. The same is for those of you who are watching. For when you make a decision to enter into the praise and the worship that is taking place here, I do the same for you wherever you are that I'm doing here. Because as far as I'm concerned, you are here. And I am there. So just because you are separated by many, many miles, do not think that I will not move where you are in the same way that I will move here. And so again, I want to encourage you. Every opportunity that you have to worship me in this place together, you need to take advantage of it. Because remember, when you do, you are opening a door of your life through which I will be able to move and impart my glory, says the Lord. The Lord says that there's healing power in this room right now and that you don't need someone to lay hands on you because the hand of the Lord is in this place. And He says, receive the healing from me now. Receive it by faith. Speak your healing. Praise me for your healing even now. For my healing power is in this place. And for those of you watching, the same thing. His healing power is there with you as well. Hallelujah.